This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice.
Okay, I'm going to talk to you guys today about something simple, but something very important, because as many of you know, when we talk about minerals, we know that as incredible as our bodies are, in the amazing way that God designed our bodies, we know that they are incapable of generating minerals, right? Which means for all of us who need to get minerals in our diet, we have two choices. We can get them through food and or to a certain extent, certain beverages, or supplementation. But needless to say, we've got to get them from someplace. And there are lots of trace minerals that our bodies need. But I'm going to focus in on just one specific mineral today, because you hear a lot about it, especially if you're in the world of social media. You see a lot of people talking about it over the last year or so, about the importance of a little mineral called magnesium. Now, magnesium is one of these essential minerals, and the reason they call it essential is because they're about, based on most scientific estimates, about 300 biochemical reactions in your body where magnesium plays a role. Just in general, things like energy production, muscle contraction, relaxation, nerve signaling, bone health. I mean, this is just some of the major functionings of the body where magnesium becomes important. And it's interesting because a lot of people don't ever connect the dots on this as to whether or not this one nutrient that, sadly, if you look statistically from a data standpoint, here in the United States, most people are in fact deficient in magnesium. And so I'm going to go through some things that you will notice as issues that a lot of people face in our modern day times health-wise that, believe it or not, could be linked to something as simple as just having a lack of magnesium in their bodies. So let's look at the big one. First one, high blood pressure and heart disease. Again, heart disease is still number one killer in our country, number one killer in the world today, and yet magnesium is one of those key minerals that without it can lead to a lot more issues with things like high blood pressure and heart disease. That's because magnesium can help relax blood vessels, which then helps to lower blood pressure, okay? So getting enough magnesium has also been associated with better heart health, okay? And again, it doesn't always have to be from supplements, but knowing that data-wise in our country, most people are not consuming enough foods that are magnesium rich to have the correct amount of magnesium in their body, supplements become a great asset to shore up what is not there, hence the name supplements, right? What else? Well, high blood sugar and diabetes are also linked to magnesium deficiency. So consuming high amounts of magnesium has actually been shown in real science, real world clinical data, to see a reduced risk of diabetes, because one of the main things it can help do is to help metabolize glucose, aka sugar, right? So if you don't have enough magnesium in your body, it's also going to worsen things like insulin resistance. Not long ago on this call that I do each week, we talked about insulin resistance, and literally, you know, not having enough magnesium can contribute to that being a more difficult problem to overcome. Here's one that a lot of people don't know, but believe it or not, constipation can be linked to a magnesium deficiency. In fact, in a lot of laxatives that you could buy over the counter, you're going to see magnesium as one of the ingredients or one of the drivers in a lot of those formulas. And it's commonly used to treat constipation. And again, it's not necessarily something that is only related to constipation, but it can be a contributing factor, okay? What else? Osteoporosis. And this is where, you know, again, your bones store a large amount of your body's magnesium. So if you're not getting enough, then it's very likely that you're going to start to experience bone loss or the thinning of your skeletal bone structure. So again, having enough magnesium and getting that magnesium to the bones where it can be replaced and held and stored is important. But keep in mind, low magnesium levels not only lead to lower bone density, They're also now resulting in easier fractures and osteoporosis issues as we age. So if you think about it from a general standpoint, magnesium is also an acid buffering mineral, right, along with calcium. So think about most people in our modern day society and the highly acidic lifestyles they lead, whether it's, you know, highly processed foods, whether it's, you know, acidic beverages like sodas as an example, or just in general an acidically orientated diet and lifestyle. Even things like, again, stress and anxiety can play a role there. If we are already low in magnesium, then we have to find ways to, remember, buffer acid in the body, because we can never let the blood that's flowing through your veins and your arteries day in and day out, we cannot let that blood go acidic, because if it happens, you may not be here anymore, right? So we know the body's going to do everything it can to buffer that acid. Well, guess where it likes to grab it from? When it can't get it from your diet, or you're not putting enough in your body via supplementation, it's going to rob it from your bones, okay? It's another reason why being magnesium deficient creates a problem, because now the body's got no choice sometimes but to reach right into your bones, start cannibalizing your own bone structure to buffer some of this acid. So I went off a little tangent there on acid, but that's one of the reasons. Another thing that people don't relate to magnesium deficiency is migraine headaches. If you're one of those people that experiences migraines, even occasionally, not just regularly, magnesium, believe it or not, can be one of those few supplements that can actually make a significant difference. In fact, one of the things that we noticed years ago, when people started using more X2O, meaning they were drinking in their water, X2O sachets, they were maybe new to the product, but suddenly between the combination of increased hydration at the cellular level, especially in the brain area, but that combined with the additional magnesium being delivered into their bodies, it's amazing. Again, every month new people give us testimonies about, you know, I used to suffer a lot from headaches and or migraines, but that isn't happening anymore. Well, in this example, that magnesium that you are delivered into the water via the XO sachets has a great, powerful benefit there for people who suffer in that area. I mentioned a moment ago stress and anxiety. You know, a lot of research is now suggesting that magnesium supplements can help reduce the symptoms of mild anxiety and depression. So you think about some of the people that are prescribed, in fact, sadly, millions of people are prescribed, you know, these antidepressive drugs these days when they, you know, experience symptoms of depression or stress or anxiety, and medical industry likes to just write a script for an antidepressant. Well, imagine that in many of those cases, potentially, you could literally shore up some of those issues by just making sure that you had enough magnesium coming into your body on a daily, weekly basis, right? Because low magnesium levels have been linked with several mental health conditions. And so we know that if we can shore that up, for a lot of people, they might find that suddenly their stress levels come down, their anxiety levels come down. You know, those feelings of depression start to subside or completely go away. Okay, again, all from a simple mineral. And then the last one is insomnia. A lot of people are kind of in the know on this one, because it's not uncommon for people who struggle with sleep to somehow, in their research online or in the supplement that they buy to help them get better sleep, find out, oh, hey, this supplement's got some great amounts of magnesium in it, right? Because it is definitely something that can help us sleep better, sleep longer, and improve the overall sleep quality. Pretty good benefits from one simple mineral, right? And again, we mentioned there's literally over 300 biochemical processes that the body uses magnesium for. So we're just touching on, obviously, the tip of the iceberg here, some of the highlights. So the question might be, okay, Ken, I heard you talk about getting magnesium from your diet. Where can I get that from? Well, let's just talk about some of the top sources for magnesium. And these are just sources that just are really rich in magnesium. If you tend to incorporate these into your diet, you'll find that you'll end up with a lot more magnesium. And maybe you don't require as much supplementation, or maybe not at all, depending on how strict you are on your diet and how much of these magnesium-rich foods you incorporate. So one of the top ones, believe it or not, pumpkin seeds. Pumpkin seeds are like crazy rich in magnesium. 1 ounce of pumpkin seeds equals about 156 milligrams of magnesium. So if you're one of those people that loves pumpkin seeds, great food for giving your body some great magnesium, okay? Chia seeds is another one. In fact, 1 ounce of chia seeds contains about 95 milligrams of magnesium. What else? Almonds. Almonds you've heard about for heart health, that's true. but they're great for protein benefits as well. And in this case, based on today's topic, they're also great for giving your body a good amount of magnesium. About 1 ounce of almonds equals about 76 milligrams of magnesium. What else? Spinach and other leafy greens. We'll just focus on spinach at this moment. 1 cup of spinach equals about 157 milligrams of magnesium. Again, it's a lot. Now, I'm going to put a little asterisk on this. One of the things that I want you to be cautious of is if you're somebody that loves spinach, by the way, I do. My part of my routine is I do have spinach at least once or twice a week. But keep in mind that spinach, amongst some other greens that we consume, while they are healthy, some of them are high in what we call oxalates. Oxalates are things that can eventually, if you consume too much of them, the body can't process them effectively and efficiently based on the amount of consumption you're putting in your body. Sometimes they can lead to things like gallstones and or kidney stones. So I'm just going to caution you as a little asterisk on things like spinach or other certain leafy greens. While they may be rich in things like magnesium for today's topic, sometimes overconsumption of those can lead to too much oxalate in the body, which then, again, could lead to stone. So it's just a little precautionary there. What else? Brown rice. A half a cup of brown rice is going to give you 30 milligrams of magnesium. Black beans. I'm a huge fan of Chipotle when I go out for lunch. If I go out to lunch, Chipotle is one of my first choices, and I always choose the black beans versus the standard beans that they offer, only because I know that it's also, again, another great source of magnesium. Soy milk. Well, I'm not a huge fan of soy milk. If you are somebody who does drink soy milk, 1 cup of soy milk delivers about 50 to 51 milligrams of magnesium. And here's one that everybody will love. Just 1 ounce of 70 to 85% dark chocolate gives you 65 milligrams of magnesium. So if you're one of those who loves chocolate, especially dark chocolate like I do, it's nice to know that as you're consuming that dark chocolate and enjoying that wonderful taste, you can also pat yourself on the back for giving yourself a nice dosage of magnesium. Yogurt is a decent one as well. Yogurt, and again, I'm talking about the plain, you know, Greek yogurt, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm not talking about the stuff that's loaded with artificial sweeteners and flavors and all that junk. I'm talking about good, healthy yogurt. 1 cup contains about 30 milligrams. And then finally, if you're like me and you love things like salmon and avocados, I'll just end with these two. 3 ounces of salmon, which is not a lot. I'm one of those fans of salmon. I usually can't eat anything less than like 6 to 8 ounces, but just 3 ounces will contain 25 milligrams. So if you're like me, you consume more on average, you know, 6 ounces is going to give you 50 milligrams of magnesium. And then avocados. I usually have at least a half an avocado almost every day. That's just part of my routine. And when I do, I'm putting about 39 milligrams of magnesium into my body every 2 days, because each full avocado is about 39 milligrams. So about every 2 days, I'm adding some nice magnesium there. So just some ideas there. What about supplementation-wise? What if you're not one of those people that eats a lot of those foods or doesn't make that part of your regular routine? Well, obviously, I mentioned a moment ago, you can put X2O sachets in your water, and the beautiful thing about X2O sachets is they deliver a lot of calcium and magnesium into your water, along with, of course, a total of 70 trace minerals. Now, the beautiful thing, remember, about the X2O minerals is that those are mineral oxides in the water. They are tiny, minute mineral particles that require virtually no digestion whatsoever for you to be able to absorb and put to use. It doesn't surprise me when people make X2O in their water part of their regular routine. It doesn't surprise me where a lot of people who have been tracking things like bone density suddenly after 6 to 12 to 18 months suddenly notice when they get their next bone density test that things have dramatically improved. Why? Because we've got minerals that are not only easy to absorb, but they're easy for your body to put into the places where they need to go. What else do we have in Zuma's line that contains magnesium? Well, as you would expect, we talked about it being a great sleep aid. Your Metabowise PM formula contains magnesium. That's another great, product to consider if you're struggling with sleep. Cardiozyme has not a huge amount, but Cardiozyme's got 40 milligrams of magnesium in it. So if you're a fan of using Cardiozyme, that's part of your routine, you're getting some magnesium in that product as well. And of course, if you are taking Zuma's Life Source multivitamin, multi-mineral formula, packed with all kinds of nutrition, as many of you know. But included in that particular formula, you also have magnesium, 35 milligrams in that formula. And then finally, X2O+. Again, a lot of people don't always like to drink a lot of water in the evenings. So X2O+ is that great addition to your mineral intake with just a couple capsules. In fact, if you did the two-capsule serving of X2O+, especially in the evening, you're getting 180 milligrams of magnesium. By the way, it's one of the reasons why some people will say not only do they enjoy taking the X2O+ in the evening because they can shore up some of the minerals that maybe they weren't getting in their X2O water, since they don't want to be up in the middle of the night going to the restroom multiple times, but also a lot of people have reported back to us that they find that it becomes a wonderful sleep aid for them as well. And again, having 180 milligrams of magnesium in that supplement, if you're taking it in the evening, can help support that natural, healthy sleep cycle. So there's a lot of great high-level information for magnesium there. Suffice it to say, it's one of those nutrients your body needs, so if you're not getting enough of it, between diet, like we talked about, and between Zuma supplements, you can absolutely make sure you're not a statistical person who's, you know, woefully under-consuming magnesium. You can make sure you're getting enough of it through your supplementation with Zuma and, of course, your diet habits.